And just to know how to start over again every time. Hashem is very nice to us. He gives us a lot of times to start over. We started yeshiva. That was a new start. School year is a new start. Then after a few weeks into that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Rosh Hashanah, we get another new start. Then we finish the Torah, we get Bereishis, it's another new start. A few weeks after that even, we have New Year's from the nations of the world. If we feel another new start, like the Kedushas Levi used to say. We just know how to start over every time new. In my own life, one of the Iker expressions of a Control-Alt-Delete to reboot the system. A person feels like they need to restart. So Hashem, Baruch Hashem, gives us a lot of times to restart. Like I just said, we have a lot of these different tachanot to restart. But sometimes you need to restart even in the middle of a restart. Between Rosh Hashanah and the next restart by Simchas Torah, maybe we need another restart. So in my own life, personally, one of the things that I try to use, if I can, to begin again is the inyan of nigunim, of davening, of singing together. On Thursday's Dafka in this Chabura. But really any time a person sits down to sing, he's making a new start. Sfarim say that to sing comes from the Lashon of Zemer, comes from the Lashon of Zomer, which means to cut. Gzmira is one of the forbidden labors on Shabbos. To prune. To cut away something that's dead. So that something can grow better. Even if I'm not actively planting, I'm not watering, but if I cut away something dead from the tree, I prune from the branches of the tree. So when I cut away the old, I cut away the dead, and I make a new start. So that's an act of making something grow, chadash, something's growing new. And the Sfarim say that to sing a zemer, to be zomer, means a little bit to do that, to cut from the death of the past, to cut from the old, and to make room for something new to blossom. So I'm going to not say so much, because I know he doesn't want to, but in my own journey towards what Rabbi Nachman describes in the beginning of Likutei Maharan, that it's very good to hear music from an Ish Kasher, because it makes it easier to be an Eved Hashem. And Rabbi Nachman was like that. He would never tell you what to do and what not to do. He would say it like someone who was looking out for you. Rabbi Nachman said, when a person hears music from somebody who's not an Ish Kasher, who's not a kosher person, so it makes it so hard to serve Hashem. That's what Rabbi Nachman would say. He wouldn't say, don't listen to. He would just say, it makes it hard to serve Hashem. And you understand for yourself if you want it to be easier or hard to serve Hashem. And then Rabbi Nachman said also that if you hear music from an Ish Kasher, if you hear music from somebody who's drawing from the place of the Mayim Tachtonim, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, that are bochen, that are crying, we want to stand in front of the king. We also want to stand in front of the king. We also want to stand Kamei Malka. We want to stand in front of the king. It makes it easier to serve Hashem. So I have a big hakar satov to an Ish Kasher who's joined us today. Chaim David. Who needs no introduction. He's together with his Rebbe Reb Shlomo, they really made a big opening, a big psicha. Cut away a lot of the dead and made a a room for growing again, a real renaissance of the holy, if you will, Tchias HaKodesh, to reintroduce what it means, Kavod Yisrael, the Jewish people, that we have our own culture, we have our own music, we have our own, it's an amazing thing. So it's a great privilege to us, for us, for our yeshiva, and for our little chabur that we have here on Thursdays, that Reb Chaim David was so kind to join us, to help us to sing, to start new, to start fresh, to make a cut with the past, and to cut away the dead to make room for new life.
I'm enjoying listening to you. Kind of, what are you taking me away from my meditation? But could somebody possibly get some more just in? Thank you so much. One of the thoughts that came to me while Rav was talking. is the idea of zemer, or this more, to cut away. But, if you think about a song, you know, there's so many songs out there, and some of them are good, some of them are not so good, some of them are great, and some of them are amazing. Why? Why is one greater, more beautiful than the other? So the word zemer, like we heard, is to cut away that which is dead or which is not functioning the way it's supposed to do. Similarly, we have, you know, we have 8 notes, 12, 4 half notes, so it's 12 semi notes in the scale, in the Western scale. And the truth is, you know, you could play all the notes together or a bunch of them and just no control and just let it go. Bad scene. It's like a kid, you know, takes a piano and he just knocks his hands everywhere and anywhere. And, you know, at some point it's sort of, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, please shut that up. You play beautiful, but could you stop? But whatever it is. So what's zemer is that he knows, the artist, the musician, not me, the guy who knows how to do the music really good, he knows where to play and where not to play. Vedas Hashem is where to do what and when. And where not to do what, when, and, you know, what not to do. There's a klal in the Torah of Rabbi Nachman, since then we talked about Chassidus, and that is Rotz of Ashav, a person has to be, and he says in one of the Torahs in the Kute Maran, that Rotz of Ashav is the movement of the Malachim. In the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, it says that Malachim Rotza V'Shav, Rotza V'Shav, the Malachim went out, came back, went out, came back. What are you talking about? What's that mean? What's it mean? It's a big sod. It's talking about very deep things. So the way that Reb Nachman is saying, Ratza is when my service of Hashem is to go out, to seek out Hashem with fervor. Generally, in Bechin of Tefillah, of Hisbadidus, crying out, not so much Hisbadidus, more crying out and saying Tehillim with his lavos, real Avodas Hashem, where you energize. That's called Ratza, moving out. But then there's the beautiful concept of Tshuv, based on the Klal of Shabbos, to go back, to return. Tshuva, to return the hay, the tshuva hay, to return the hay from Hashem's name to its right place. And therefore, shov is more or less the place where we sit or mizbonim, we learn inside the holy words of Hashem's Torah. And that brings all the koach that we might have achieved through the rotzer out towards Hashem. We bring it back inside. But Nachman concludes from the idea, Yehudi tzrach liyot baki b'rotzo, baki b'shov. The Jew has to be a baki, be a master of the going out, the Torah that the avodas Hashem, which is very outward, very islavus. And then there's the Torah of shov, to bring it into his... Sometimes you sit down and you meditate on a pasuk in Tehillim or Mishle or somewhere, and you can be quietly going into yourself. This is b'shov. So know the Torah from Reb Nachman is know when to be in a ratzim mode, and when at some point you know you ratza out of proportion, you might be blasting your brains or something, and there's nothing going on, you know, you just nobody can even say hello to you. You're on a rot, you know, you're up there, you know, but wait a minute, there's a shov, there's a friend next to you, there's a kahila, there are other people around. Calm down, take it easy. But taking both of those into account. Actually, I have a nigun called Nigun Rots of a Shov, but maybe I'll save that for a little while from now. From Rav Shlomo's beautiful niggins. Other people, but I have a few of my own songs that are not so new, they're kind of really old, but they're very shy after these days, so I think maybe it's, if you give me the rishut to sing one or two of my own compositions. Many years ago, as a yeshiva bacher in Har Tzion, maybe I was a little older than you guys, a couple of years older, so being a Baal Tshuva, we get a taste of Hashem's beautiful, beautiful light. The Torah comes to us very, very fresh when we just make inroads. You're a little bit more ahead of me, more fortunate than I am. I came from a place where I had completely disconnected to the very little bit that I had of Yiddishkeit and Torah. But Hashem watched over me and brought me through many beautiful events and scary events and painful events to get to Mount Zion, July 1975, Mamash with Reb Shlomo. Reb Shlomo Kalibach met me in Europe, and your mom has touched me from a period of a year, let's say, between the winter of 1974 to mid-July, somewhere in June, July of 75 in Europe. And that meeting of him, once in Amsterdam, once in London, it's a long story, got inspired a lot of something in my pneumius, or something opened up inside of me through the songs, through the beautiful songs of Shlomo's, and getting in touch with his very warm and loving neshama. And he encouraged me to make a trip to Eretz Yisrael in July 75. And from the day I arrived here in July 75 to this day, this has been my own home and only home. I've traveled, but I have never left this place, this city, from Har Tzion to the Old City. It's like 41 years for Shem. It's a good start, you know. It's very exciting. So, I'm very grateful to Shlomo. I don't know, I keep always go back to his story and the way he was encouraged me and chazik me. So I wanted to sing a little song about that came to me in those early yeshiva days. This is from the Sof of Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur that we all say. Of course, there's many nusachs and there's many, many songs, I'm sure, that are written with this particular words. Ayam, ayam, tamzeinu. Ayam, ayam, aracheinu. Ayam, ayam, tegadleinu. Ayam, tedrasheinu, the tava. Ayam, tishma shavazeinu. Ayam, tikabel brachot ratzon tfiloseinu. Ayam, titlecheinu b'min tzidkecha. Ayam, ayam, tamzeinu. Ayam.
Yeah.
There's a tradition from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, first saw this from the Talmud Rebbe, that the Aser Simi Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, of returning to Hashem, correspond in a certain way to the Aser Simi Dibros. That each of the 10 days of Tshuva corresponds to one of the revelations that Hashem said. If you want to take the Torah and you want to boil it down into its most essential parts. So of course the first day of Rosh Hashanah is HaMelech, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But if I'm not mistaken in my counting, I think today is the fourth day. And the fourth day corresponds to the fourth Dibra, which is Hashem gave us a beautiful thing called Shabbos. And there's an inyan in Avodas Hashem, each of the, what's the purpose of revealing a connection between these days if we're not supposed to draw something practical from? So there's a maysa about the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe was a Baal Kore. And he wanted very much to be the Baal Kori by his Rebbe's shtibel. His Rebbe was the Maggid of Mizrich. And he wanted very much to be the Baal Kori there. And he was waiting, you know, at some point, I'm not sure exactly the course of events, someone passed away, someone moved away, but there was an opening for a Baal Kori. And there were tryouts, like in Shushan. You know, everyone wanted to be the lucky one to be the Baal Kori. So when the Alter Rebbe's turn came, so he leaned and he did, you know, in terms of the dinim of how you're supposed to read, with the proper trup and with the mil ra and the mil el, knowing when to stop and when to. So that he was a master. But at the end of his faher, at the end of his bechina, so the Magid turned to him and says, you know, you did a great job, but if you want to be my Baal Kori, I have to ask you a few questions. So he said, tell me, do you know, can you tell how every parsha, every Kriyas HaTorah that we're reading is being megala a certain avoda in that particular week? In other words, if we're reading Parshas Vayelech, so then he asked the Alter Rebbe, are you able to see how Vayelech in a general way has to do with that week, what's going on that week? So the Alter Rebbe said, Rebbe, you know, I can't lie to you, and you know I want the job. So I hope you believe me when I say I know how to do that. I can see how I can hear between the lines and hear how the Parsha is revealing things that are going on in current events and how it's going on. He said, good. He said, can you tell me how what's going on in the Parsha in the first Aliyah, what it has to do with Sunday, and the second Aliyah, what it has to do with Monday, Ad Kedei Kach, that you're able to see specifically how Sunday is being revealed in Rishon, and Monday in Sheni, and Shlishi is Tuesday. And so Rabbi said, after Rabbi said, I can do that also. And then he said, can you tell me, when you're laning and somebody gets an aliyah, can you tell how that particular aliyah has to do with that particular person's life? Meaning, Ya'amod David Hanach Mordechai ben Chaim Yona, and he gets aliyah number 4. Can you tell the relationship between that particular aliyah and what's going on in that person's life and why he needed to get that aliyah? So the Alter Rebbe said yes, and he got the job as the Baal Kori. So it's Thursday. We have to try to read something in a way that's speaking to us right now. One of the most difficult things that a person can feel in their Avodas Hashem is that Hashem doesn't want him anymore. Chas v'shalom. Chalila v'chas. Rav Simcha Bunim said that the biggest chait in the world, Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, he said when it says in the Torah this week, it also happens to be in Chamishi, Al ki ein ash, the Torah is talking about the most difficult, v'chara apibo b'yom ahu, Hashem says I'm going to be angry at the Jewish people at that time. The pasuk says, Chalila, v'amar b'yom ahu, the person is going to say on that day, Halo al ki ein elokai b'kirbi. Matzauni haros ha'ila. Hashem is not with me, and that's why all this bad stuff is happening to me. Rav Simcha Bunim used to read that pasuk as saying that all the bad that we experience in our lives happens because we think that Hashem is not still here with us. Because more than anything else, whether you think, whether you know this yet in your life or not, whether I know this yet in my life or not, all of the pain in any area of begashmias, beruchnias, it doesn't matter, comes from a place of a person not feeling, not knowing that Elokai bekirbi, Hashem still wants me, Hashem still loves me, and every little struggle that I have to go, anything, I rip my pants, I'm looking for something and I can't find it, I feel like I'm not making the right steps in my learning, that I'm putting in the time, I'm putting in the effort, but it's not happening. Rav Simcha Bunim said it's because a person feels, if there's pain there, a person feels pain, it's because they don't realize that Hashem is helping him give birth to something. When a woman's giving birth, it's painful. But I was there for both of my children's births. And it's a pain, but it's a different kind of pain. It's a pain which is giving birth. It's a pain, it's a joyous pain. Because you know Hashem's helping you give birth to something. And the worst thing in the world is when a person feels like Hashem has had enough of him. It's not true. So I want to share with you something. The Gemara says that there was a person named Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. And the Gemara says that Acher heard a bas kol. It means he heard an authentic call from behind the divine curtain. Shuvu banim shovim. Everybody come back. It's time to return. Sarasim tshuva. Jewish people are returning to Hashem. Shuvu banim shovim chutz me'acher. I want everyone to return except for Acher over there. The estranged one. I'm not interested in him. And Acher went and he said, I heard it from Hashem. It was clear to me that it was from Hashem. Hashem's not interested in me anymore. So all the Sfarim are asking, what are you supposed to do? He heard it from Hashem. Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about Veshuvu al Hashem, Kechui Machem Devarim. If you feel like the Torah and the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim are all telling you you can't do tshuva, so just go back to Hashem. But what happens when Hashem says you can't do tshuva? What happens when Hashem says he doesn't want you anymore? So the Sfarim say that Acher made a big mistake because there's Gemara and Pesachim. The Gemara says in Pesachim, you have to listen to everything. You go to someone's house, teach you a little etiquette. If you go to someone's house for Shabbos and they ask you to help clean the dishes, clear the table, serve the soup, make the beds, strip the beds, whatever it is, play with the kids. Kol mash amulcha balabayas ta'aseh, anything the balabayas tells you to do, you have to do. Chutz mitzei, except if he says get out. If he says get out, so you don't have to leave, which is a funny thing for the Gemara to say. So funny that the Me'iri even says that he thinks that some pranksters put that in the Gemara. It can't be that that's really from the Me'iri. From the Rishonim, he said, some tricksters put this in here to try to make the Gemara look silly. It doesn't even make sense. But all the tzaddikim from all different places, from the Rishis Chachma, the Shla, and the Meshech Chachma, everybody. They all say that, who's the Baal Bayis? No, Rabbo said who's the Baal Bayis. Rabban Shalom is the Baal Bayis. And anything the Baal Bayis says do, you do. Put on tefillin. Keep Shabbos. Honor your parents. Seder. If Hashem says get out, Acher should have known not to listen. If you feel like Hashem is saying get out, you don't listen to that. Kol ma she'amlecha Baal Bayis tasa chutz mitzei. Let's listen to a pasuk. The Rabbanu Shalom says a painful pasuk when you read it in the pshat. We have to read it like the Alter Rebbe would read it if he was the Baal Kore. Because this is what Hashem is saying to us right now. This is Thursday. This is the Aliyah for today. Pasuk says, "Va'anochi haster astir panai bayom ahu," and I will hide my face from you on that day. Haster. I'm double hiding. I'm going to hide my face from you. Al kol ra asher asa, because of all the bad that you did. Because what did you do? Kifana Elohim achirim, because you started worshiping other gods. You gave up on me. You went looking elsewhere. It's a pretty painful pasuk. But there's another way you can read this pasuk. At least that's the way that I read the pasuk today when I was reading it. Ani ma'amin b'zeh. I'm not just saying this. I believe this. I believe that when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah from Har Sinai, on a certain level, this is what Hashem meant. And it could be that nobody ever said this before, and it could be that it's not true except for this second, or for these days. V'anochi haster astir panai bayom ahu al kol hara asher asa. And I, Hashem, will hide my face on that day, al kol hara asher asa, from all of the bad that you ever did. I'm going to hide my face from looking at all of the bad you ever did. Why? Kifana el Elohim. Kifana el Elohim. You turned your face to Hashem. Acher. Even those people who feel like Acher. All of us. The Acher. All the Achers in the world. Hashem says, I'll turn away from everything because after everything and you feel like it's finished. I was saying to my guys this morning, I was in a weird mood. I was saying to them, it's finished. It's all done. Whatever happened last year, that's how Hashem set up the calendar. That you have Rosh Hashanah, then you have Aseres Mitzvah, which is still working on last year somehow, and then Yom Kippur. We're in this weird twilight zone between last year and this year. On a certain level, Hashem wants us to know, it's finished. Whatever happened, whatever you thought you were, whatever voices, whatever bas kol you heard that Hashem said, chutz me'acher. Chutz me, insert your name here. So Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face. If you know how to not listen to that, if you know how to do tshuva in spite of the fact that you feel an internal voice coming from Hashem that's saying, I'm finished with you. Something that you did broke ties lagamri with me. So Hashem says, I'm willing to start fresh if you're willing to start fresh. Anochi haster astir panai bayomahu al kol hara asher asa. I will hide my face from all of the bad you ever did until this point in your life. Ki pana el elukim, because you turned your face to Hashem, acherim, even though you thought you were estranged from it. And on Shabbos, the first Shabbos, I told you today's the fourth day, Shabbos. On Shabbos, think about the first Shabbos that ever was. The first Shabbos that ever was, what happened right before that? What happened literally as Chava was lighting the candles? You know, sometimes in a house on Erev Shabbos, you know, wild stuff happens. Something breaks, you know, the cholent spills all over the place, and all of a sudden you guys don't have any food. But that Erev Shabbos was not like any of those. It's not like any Erev Shabbos we ever had. The whole world was plunged into darkness on that Erev Shabbos. And Hashem said, Vayechul HaShemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzva'am. Vayechul HaShemayim V'Aretz. Hashem said, it's all finished. Forget about it. Whatever happened, you ate from the Eitz Hadas. You brought all pain and suffering and destruction and death into the world that would ever be until the time of Mashiach. But now Shabbos, forget about it. Chutz Mitzei. Don't listen to that. Hashem should help us to start again. Speaking of new beginnings. Talking about music before, the Pasuk says, the very last Pasuk of the Parsha. Vayedaber Moshe is again speaking to the Jewish people and he's writing down the Torah and the Pasuk says, Vayedaber Moshe ba'aznei kol kahal Yisrael as divrei ha-shira azos ad tumam. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Torah in a way of shira ad tumam. Sfarim say ad tumam means until they became tamim. Until they just became simple. So we'll sing till it becomes simple.
Amen. I'm excited to hear such words. Okay.
Kimitzion Tetzei Torah.
I don't know why I came here today. I just want to add a little thought that I heard from Rabbi Moshe Weinberg, a shlita from Kilas Eich Kodesh. We speak sometimes in the Erev Yom Tov. Thank God we had a very short little communication this Erev Rosh Hashanah, Sunday morning, Yom Rishon. And he's so compassionate and very, very beautiful Yid. I don't know if you've ever met him or heard of him, but he's a great Yid. You know, he's the Mashpia in the YU, Mashpia is nice. I like it. So he's the Mashpia Ruchani of the youngsters in YU, and he's mamash Mashpia and so many Yidden. I'm one of them. And he said to me, Chaim David, you just gotta realize that whatever's happened before, it's basically what you're saying. Whatever happens till now, it's not that. It's just like completely new system. You know, new system. You put in a new hard drive with the whole new, laptop. I don't know, let's go all the new, nevach, the hard deal. But whatever that new thing, which is completely new, Yiddishkeit is renewing, Gabon Shem is renewing us completely, completely new. All those things that were bugging us all year long, Tavshin Ayin Vav, this year, they might just not show up, and we really want to believe they're not showing up. All those things that got me so angry and so uptight, and we davened. We were davened on Rosh Hashanah. We worked on Elul. We didn't sit back. We tried to do the basic stuff. We took the Cheshbon Nefesh. We had a lot of Musas, a lot of great Torahs from a lot of Eden, a lot of great teachers. We can change. We really, really change at this time of year. Itchashus means itchashus. Means it's a new year, and basically, Rabbi Weinberger was giving me that reminder that don't go back to what you were in Tavshin Ayin Vav. It's all new. Those tefillahs went somewhere in Rosh Hashanah, and all that avodah we did on Elul has gone somewhere. It's mamash working. Again, Hashem, Hayim Hashem b'kibiyim lo, that was our biggest fall. We don't have to ask that question ever. You already know it's the wrong question to ask. Hashem is b'kibbeinu. We do our work because Baruch Hu loves every little thing, every little krecht, every little avoid, every little movement to make ourselves a little bit more connected in any way, a little more chesed, a little You know, tzedakah can be done in a million ways, infinite ways. It says the tzedakah that a person does with no smile, no whatever it is, what he's got, four brachas or four or five brachas or something. But a person who does, gives tzedakah with 11, with a big smile, you know, like a little, Kavad Shev, good day, and a big smile, is 11 brachas. It's something, it's a whole stronger void in many, many ways. So we make those little changes. Goes a long, long way. And specifically in these days, the Asri Simei Tshuva. This is a request from your friend. Return again. Return to the land of your souls. Return to where you were born and be born again. last words, I just want to give a little peshat that Reb Shlomo said, a very beautiful Hasidish thought. Hazoyim b'dima b'rina yiktsoru, very simple thought that one who seeds, who plants his fields, Hazoyim b'rina, Hazoyim b'dima, who plants the seeds of his land with tears, of sweat, of difficulty, b'rina yiktsoru, very, very simple idea, who reap with joy, and there's many pshatim. But Reb Shlomo was always giving over the pshat of the Reb Shin, the Reb Yisrael Merijin, that said, Azoyim bedima berina yitzora. A little similar to what Weinberg was explaining by the word of Acherim. It's like not exactly pshat, it's a drush. So we dorish a little bit that Azoyim b'dima b'rina, that even the hardships, this is a little bit difficult to do, even when things are tough, can we be b'rina? Can we also be a little bit joyous when, you know, our buddies don't love me, they're messing me up, they're embarrassing me, or you know, my parents don't get it that I want to be here for 2 years, not just 1 year, and you know, you have to fight and tell them, I've never grown so much in all my life, and suddenly they say, you got to get back, go to university, go to college. Yada, you know, and you're thinking, they don't get it. This is my best time in my life. Abedima berina. But even in those times when it's like tough, I don't really get it. I don't want it to be this way. Can you still be a little bit besimcha? Berina? Yiktsor, that's where the greatest reaping comes, is because you take what Hashem is giving us. We try to take what Hashem gives us and say, oh, something's going on here. I don't know what it is. It's not the way I would like it to be done. If I wrote in my script, I would write it differently. But sometimes go with the Rina, go with whatever it is in Rina. You know, Baruch Hashem, you guys seem to have it. You know how to be besimcha. You know how to be happy, right? You got it. You guys got it. It's in your faces. You know how to live your life. Yala. Even the hard times. We can also be Berina a little bit. Baruch Hashem goes with that. He says, oh, you okay? You okay with what I'm testing you with? I've got a lot better plan for you. A lot of good things coming down. But not right now. Maybe not this moment. Another little story from Reb Shlomo. So sometimes we daven so hard, and we just don't get it. It just never happens. We think again, like Reb Weinberg said, he doesn't hear us. But then Reb Shlomo says there's an answer. There's two things that could be happening. One is that what I'm asking for is mamish small stuff. Baruch Shalom wants me to have, I don't know, like a beautiful villa in Ramot, you know, something like that, and he's already found a guy who's got to sell fast, he's got to leave the country, don't know what, and he's got a place there for a very, very good price. And you are looking in the Gilo, like in a different kind of neighborhood, or some kind of neighborhood where it's like a little broken down place, but you know, it's the right price because it's what you can afford. And you're davening, and you want that little broken down place wherever it is. And Hashem says, dope, just take your time, slow down. I've got something much greater for you. It'll be good for you forever. For you, you can have 20 kids in that house. And the one you want is going to be bakoshi. You can fit two or three kids in there, and you don't have to find a new house. Take it slow. And therefore, you're not asking for the right thing. That's a good reason why Hashem's not answering you. Consider what you're asking for and think about it and why Hashem's not answering you. Second thing is that when you're asking for something, beruchnis, Kadosh Baruch is going to answer you. But it's not always going to happen this moment. It might not even happen in a year's time. It might come down in 5 years' time or 10 years' time. And then you can really mamash say, thank you Hashem, because you did your work. You did your ashtadlis, you worked hard. And you had a lot of that rina. You were in rina mode in all the way. But Hashem has a lot coming for us. So, a little bit of patience. All right, so why did I say that word? Oh, I got a new song. It's not in any album, but it's very shaykh to the month of Elul. And if you know, if you please let me sing it. I think the Haftarah, the words of Navi, is going to be said on this coming week's Haftarah, the Shabbat Shuva. I already did that. Not a new song, it's an old song, but I never got it right. Maybe now, I don't know.
Can I pay you to follow me around for the next week playing that? Oh my gosh.
Alright, so, should be a big good year. Had a really good year to all of us, and I was very inspired. Thank you, Rav. Very, very strong. Very lucky, guys. Are you aware of it? Not everybody gives over Torahs like that. That was Rosh Hashanah. Davening was great. You davened it. You have a minion upstairs. Yeah? Yeah, there's an afro. An afro.
Take out all the...
You know, Bemet, let's just be happy, you know. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year with together with Purim. Together with Purim. Get it? I don't get it quite, but that's what Chazal have told us, and you better understand it. But Yom Kippur for sure is a day of Kapara. We cleansed. I think we close. Just remember, Baruch Hashem takes everything into consideration. We might be closer than we think. We always think, oh, it's just not enough. It's just not good enough. It's not happening. Maybe it's already, like I said, it's done. It's done. It's a done deal. We're good for the year, good for life. It should be so.
Amen. We're going to end with Shlomo's Shabbos Kodesh. Cats.
So you got you.
It's
I think you'll start it. Yes.
Thank you.